So since the housing crash and the Great Recession, you say you've taken charge of how you spend your money and how you manage your debt. You might want to practice the fine art of negotiation when it comes to dealing with your credit card company, too. Have you ever tried? With what you may or may not be able to do with a conversation is Adam Levin, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com. Adam, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, when it comes to credit card companies, you never know till you try, I guess, right?
No, it's with the old line, if you don't ask, you don't get. But also, it's very important to remember, you've got to be in good standing with your credit card company or else it's a non-starter.
Okay, so you may have knocked a bunch of people off that list right away, but let's say that you are in good standing and you want to talk about some different things. You want to talk about when you make your payment. You want to talk about, a lot of people are very interested in interest rates and being competitive. How do you first go about it?
Well, the first thing you do is you may want to talk about your payment due date, and they're typically automatically set when you get your card. But if the date doesn't work for you, and there are a lot of credit card companies that understand that based on cash flow, that there are some times in the month that people are more flush than other times. And therefore, don't be afraid to ask for a new due date, provided that once it's set, you don't go back to them several times and change it again. They're one of those groups of creatures that certainty is a very important thing. With credit card companies, the name of the game is certainty.
It's funny that you say that because it sounds so simple and so doable, and a lot of people probably have never even considered it.
No, a lot of people are just, they're afraid to ask. You know, one of the big problems in the financial crisis is that when people started to run into trouble, instead of communicating with their lenders, they hid. And there's one thing that infuriates a lender more than anything, and that's if you're not communicating with them. So the most important thing is when you have a debt, always communicate. Very important.
Okay, so Adam, let's talk about the folks who are having a difficult time maybe making their minimum payment, who've all of a sudden find themselves in a crunch. What should they do? And so they've got a number of issues. They're looking at their minimum payment. They're looking at late charges that maybe they've started to accrue, and that puts them even more in the hole. Are these things they can also negotiate?
Well, a late charge can be negotiated provided it isn't a habit. You know, if it's one time and you say, listen, I ran into a problem or I was away or I thought that, you know, that I had mailed it on time, but I hadn't. But look at my track record. I've got a solid track record. Would you consider waiving the late charge? Now, if you find that you're running into some financial trouble, don't panic. You know, they're more than willing to communicate with you. So call them and see if you can negotiate a minimum payment. Don't be afraid to do it. Look, if you're going to run into trouble and it's going to negatively impact your credit score anyway, at least try to present a reasoned picture so they don't shut your card or dramatically lower your credit limit. So you've got to communicate with them.
Do you think that most people in general don't take sort of the proactive approach when it comes to their credit card companies?
Yeah. I mean, I find that most people don't take the proactive approach when it comes to credit in general. People have this tendency to believe that something is credit, that credit is something that happens to you, as opposed to something that you actually have a say in, and that you need to look at your credit like it's a resume and not let it turn into a rap sheet. And the only way you do that is you have to be proactive. And when you find yourself in a situation where either you can better your circumstances because you've got the track record to back it up, and therefore you can negotiate lower rates and different due dates and things that will benefit you. Also, when you're in trouble, it's important to communicate with them. Don't panic them, but just talk to them reasonably about, look, I'm having a little issue right now and I need you to help, or I got a medical bill that almost killed me and I'm doing the best I can. That's something that everybody can understand is medical bills that create problems for you.
All right, Adam, I guess the word of the day is communicate. Adam Levin, chairman and co-founder of Credit.com, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.